Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is well. And now joining me in studio today from the Montgomery County, Montgomery County Action Council. I'm flustered this morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I think we need more coffee this morning for sure.
I definitely do. I mean, I got my coffee is Dr. Pepper, so I haven't had it yet this morning. But anyway, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Well, a few things that we were talking about off air that you'd like to talk about. There's lots of grants is going to become available. In fact, you were talking about one that's you're getting ready to release actually pretty soon, correct?
Yeah. So if you remember last time I talked, we talked about Montgomery County received $6.5 million for Spark Round 1. And the county designated $500,000 of that to go towards small business and nonprofit relief. So we had to submit everything to the state, and knock on wood, hopefully we are accepted with our proposals that we received countywide. And including in that is that grant. So on September 15th, or as soon as we get approval from the state of Kansas, which should be around September 15th, we will open up applications for small business and nonprofits. So it will cover both, because we know a lot of nonprofits were left out of all other funding opportunities when the CARES Act was released. So we definitely want to make sure we catch those. And that will include $100,000 of that $500,000 will go to our private schools as well. So they designated $20,000 per private school, because we have five in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited to be able to help them out as well, just like we did the public schools. And then $100,000 will go towards all the nonprofits, and then $300,000 will be for small business. So we're still kind of identifying exactly how we're going to be funding that, but it does look like it'll likely be either $2,000 and then $500 per employee is likely what it'll end up being.
Well, there we go. So that's definitely good news there to help out small businesses, nonprofits, and their employees. What are a few of the other grants that will be coming up pretty soon? Because you said that one's happening actually very, very soon. But what are some of the other ones that you're looking down the pipe?
Yeah, well, so I'll talk about the ones that are already open.
Okay.
So they opened on Wednesday of last week at noon. Kansas Department of Commerce rolled out several. And I know there's so many businesses here in Montgomery County that are eligible. So the first one is the Small Business Working Capital Grant. So businesses with less than 500 employees. This does include nonprofits as well. So our chambers of commerce, we have the food banks. We have so many different nonprofits around the community that can get this. They have to show that they've lost 25% of their revenue from January 1 through June, and they're comparing that to June to December of 2019. So if you can show that you've lost 25% of your revenue, you are eligible.
Well, and that'll definitely help out some of those small businesses around. And what are a few of the others that are going on right now, and again, coming up down the pipes, so to speak?
Yeah. So the next one is the Securing Local Food Systems. That one covers your grocery stores. It covers your meat lockers. Any sort of food processing facility in Kansas is eligible for this. So one great example, and I contacted them the moment I heard that this was going out, the meat locker that's trying to open up in Caney, Kansas. They've been working really hard to get that up and running. Their goal is to get it up and running by October 1st. So we're really hoping this grant can help them. Same thing for the grocery store in Caney. They're also trying to get going, and they were one of the proposals that the county approved in Spark Round 1. So between those two funds, we're really hoping to get a grocery store up and running in Caney. You haven't had one in almost 10 years.
Yeah, so. Most definitely. I remember I was looking back in our archives hearing about, Caney hadn't had a store in a while. And then, of course, it'll help maybe some other stores around there.
Yes.
There, I've been to some stores where, like, the cupboard is pretty much bare.
Yes.
On ground beef, so to speak.
Yep.
Now, I know that's just has to do with the way the food's come down. Of course, we had the meat packing issues out in western Kansas, right, where a lot of people got COVID, pretty much shut down the plants down there. And
supply chain scary.
Exactly. Supply that just showed our supply chain, even though it was moving along pretty good, it is a very fragile thing, and just the slightest thing can hurt it. And it's definitely shown on some things. I mean, I know they're trying their best to keep it going, but it's a hard thing to do when you lose a basically, it's for, say for ground beef, when you lose an entire meat packing plant,
yes,
that disrupts the entire nation.
Yes. And well, and if you remember, I mean, the meat packing industry in western Kansas got disrupted last fall anyway. They had that
Tyson
massive
plant
explosion.
Yeah.
And so they only got up and running around Christmas this year. And so they were barely in operation before this hit. So,
right.
It's been a rough year for the meatpacking industry.
Very,
and so,
very true.
Shout out to all those farmers and ranchers that are still trying to help get that
absolutely
going.
They're doing a great job, and we definitely appreciate them.
So the next grant that's available is a PPE procurement grant. And I would say that probably everyone is eligible for this grant if you're a business or a nonprofit. If you had to buy Clorox wipes, if you had to buy face masks, if you had to buy face shields, you had to buy any sort of PPE equipment to protect you, your employees, your customers that are coming into your stores, all of that, even if it's $300, is eligible to come back to you as a grant to reimburse you for those costs. I strongly encourage everyone to apply for that. I know like it seems trivial, but every penny counts right now because you're trying to make sure that you're staying afloat. And so even if it's just $300 you're applying for PPE because of all the masks you had to purchase for your employees, make sure you apply for that one.
Absolutely. And but I mean, it was a good, you know, good cost to do, but hopefully those businesses can get reimbursed for that to help protect their employees.
Yes,
I know there's
exactly
a lot of businesses in town that you know, you go where they're at and they're wearing masks and you know, just kind of keep themselves safe, and it helps keep the customer safe and helps keep them safe as well.
Yep. I know my cloth masks that I've purchased, I think I got this one here at Cantrell's Fine Jewelry here in Coffeyville and Independence. I think it was about $9 a piece. So if your employer had to purchase these from Cantrell's or from any other small business here in town, those can be reimbursed back to your business.
That's good. That's good.
The next one is the Connectivity Emergency Response Grant. And I do know that Coffeyville and Independence are applying for this one. But this one, it really is to address the need for internet connectivity in Kansas. This could be our school districts that are applying for distance learning. So all of the hotspots that we hear our school districts are purchasing, this grant can help cover those costs. We're also talking about broadband extensions. You know, if we can get fiber to the home here in Coffeyville because we have our own internet utility, that's a huge asset that would make us more competitive in the long term. And so those are going to look favorably upon by Kansas Department of Commerce and the Spark Task Force. So we're really excited to see that the cities are working really hard to get those put together and submitted. So shout out to the city of Coffeyville and the city of Independence for doing that, because I know they're working really hard on this. The next one is the Broadband Partnership Adoption Program. And that basically is for a partnership between our internet providers and low-income households. So it provides internet services for our low-income households that normally can't afford internet. It's going to reduce that price down to what I hear is probably $10.
Very nice.
So that way our students that can't afford internet at home but have to do digital learning or distance learning can still get online for $10 a month.
Yeah, some people may see, you know, having internet connectivity is kind of a luxury, but it's definitely not a luxury. It's
no,
definitely a need nowadays.
It is equivalent to electrification of the United States back in the day. So
absolutely a very important thing, and it's good to see that that is getting taken up for sure, because like you said, it's almost like getting electricity and having running water. I mean, it is a need nowadays.
It is,
especially with some kids who are doing remote school. I mean that is the most important thing on that, because some kids who may not be able to do remote school just because they may have to do in-person school because they don't have internet at home.
Right.
So.
Well, and I know here in the Coffeyville School District, both of my kids go here. You know, we have Monday, Tuesdays in person because we decided in person for our families. Both of us work. And Wednesdays are still going to be digital learning. So how do those students, even on Wednesdays, everyone is going to have internet. So it's going to be so important that we get those programs put in place.
Absolutely.
The next one is a PPE manufacturing grant. So, you know, we heard from John Deere that they reallocated some funding and some source to make face shields for all of our industries. We heard from Chris Moore over at Independent SecTam. They redid their manufacturing operation to make a lot of PPE.
Right.
You know, Alderman Acres, they were making PPE. So we heard from so many of our small businesses that did try to stand up and rise up to the challenge of making PPE when we had such a massive shortfall when this all started. So these grants will help cover those costs and reimburse them. So we're really hoping that everyone gets those applications turned in. The last one, probably, I don't know of anyone who really probably would apply for this one, but there's a bioscience product development acceleration grant for those businesses who are trying to create those vaccines. Then there's the domestic supply chain fortification grant. If there's a small business or a large business that had business disruptions due to supply chain, like we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. this grant will help cover those costs. So that's going to be huge for those businesses.
Yeah.
You know, we have a couple of logistics companies here in Montgomery County, and so that's a good one for them. And then this one really is going to be applicable to our community colleges, the higher education, advanced manufacturing, and IT equipment grants. This will basically allow for the community colleges to rework their current curriculum to add some of these extremely important IT degree, associate degree programs, but also our four-year schools to do these high-demand, high-wage occupations to get them done and trained as fast as possible to handle the broadband needs, to handle the bioscience demands because of COVID, things like that that really have come up and become very obvious that we had lacking in Kansas. Go ahead. There's a lot. Okay, last two. IT cybersecurity and IT project management certification training grant. This, again, goes to our community colleges. We're really excited. I think CCC is definitely applying for this as well to try to get some of their students trained in some of this IT training that they can cover here at the college. The college doesn't have to do this out of pocket. And then the last one is some research and diagnostic support grants. So a lot of funding I just went through. All of it is available on kansascommerce.gov/COVID relief.
And you'll be able to listen to this interview if you missed any of it on our website, kggfradio.com. And if they want to contact you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yep. You can check our website, actioncouncil.com. And we have a COVID relief page also where that grant will, for Montgomery County, will be posted. And then my phone number is 620-331-3830.
All right, Trisha, I really appreciate you coming on today and getting all this great information out for everybody, especially on those grants.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Mighty 690.